Let's get right into this impartation. May the Lord speak to us tonight. You may be seated. John's Gospel, chapter 7. We're going to read three familiar verses. And this is a LTMA impartation session. The anointing is the activator of the supernatural ministry. You're not going to have supernatural ministry without the anointing. Now, a lot of time, emotion and excitement seem like it's the anointing, but it's not. A lot of time, there is some emotion in the anointing. There is excitement in the anointing. But there's an aspect of emerging in the spirit. And it's not going to happen automatically. It's going to take time. You're going to have to pay attention to the Holy Ghost. That emotion will try to hold you in place, sounding good, making good sounds, or coming up with good points. But you're still not flowing in a full anointing, and we're going to deal with that. So here in John 7:37, we're talking about the overflow. Yes, sir. And I'm going to give you some words in a few moments to show you some things that block the anointing. The anointing is so precious. Yes, sir. You might write, we use two subjects, how to develop ever-increasing anointing. Mm-hmm. The anointing is so important. The 37th verse said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Then the 39th verse explained what he's talking about. But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified, but we know he glorified now, right? Yes, and we know the Holy Ghost is given, so we have a right to operate in the anointing. Emotion, excitement, entertainment can block the anointing. The anointing should consist of exploding in power. Expressing the supernatural. Empowering the people you're ministering to. The anointing cannot be a version of the external. It got to be the internal.
Yes, sir.
All right. The anointing is another way the Spirit told me this morning is expressing the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
It will not come automatically. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to pay attention. The Holy Spirit won't just place the anointing on you, because you got to find out, are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There are two platforms that assist in entering into the anointing. One is praying in the Spirit, Jude 20, building yourself of your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Then 1 Corinthians 14:2, where it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mystery. Now, a lot of time, you stand up to preach, your outline is no good. Spirit of God takes you in another route. Amen. All right?
Yes, sir.
So now notice those two scriptures, Jude 20, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now I could emphasize praying in the Holy Ghost is the most precious element of the anointing. I learned that from my spiritual father 47 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Praying by Kenneth E. Hagin, one of the most anointed men I ever known.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And then unfold mysteries in the realm of the spirit when you praying in the Holy Ghost, it brings an unfolding anointing that you can see behind the curtain. You can see things that the people you minister to don't see. You got to bring it to them in the spirit. And then the two platforms is praying in the spirit. The other one is meditating on the word. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:1-3. Meditating on the word. Meditation, praying in the spirit. Matter of fact, I hear two activators. Praying in the spirit and meditation both stir up the anointing that's on the inside of you. So you don't just come to preach because you have an outline. It'll tell on you. It'll tell on you. I've seen it many times, and I mean good explanation, but no visitation. And we at LTMA want to be in the right mode of ministry, and that's in the mode of knowing that we're ever increasing our walk in the Spirit. That's very important. You can never let up. You always got to be seeking His face. It's, you would have the term enveloping, the anointing is enveloping the presence of God. That's a heavy thing over all our head. Enveloping the presence of God. God lets you envelop Him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And he come through you to the people.
Yes, sir.
And then you can't talk too much about meditation, because you know Joshua was going to take over for Moses. But the Lord says some things you need to know. And Joshua 1:8, he told him what to do.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know that, right? Yeah, he'd do that. Don't let emotion take over what you're saying and not allow the anointing to get into the message. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been there. Emotion to take over, especially us hummus. Oh, you know. And if people just get excited, but they really don't have nothing on the inside to deal with the affairs of life. Now listen very carefully, because information, you all get some good information, but information must be dressed in the anointing for impartation to take place.
Yes, sir.
In other words, information without the anointing will not impart.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now you know, you watch it on me tonight. It'll come on me tonight. I'm just going to talk, and the anointing will come, and you'll know exactly when the strength of the anointing hit this place.
Yes, sir.
Now you turn with me, because this is real important, in 1 Corinthians 14:6. I need you to turn there, because it's two platforms with four outlets. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to see this. All right. Verse 14. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what should I profit you? Except I speak to you in either by, that's the first word, a revelation. Very important. The anointing carry a revelation. A revelation of the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Present of the Holy Ghost. Present of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Revelation. Or by knowledge. You see? Knowledge is another aspect. That's supernatural knowledge. Or by prophesying. See, all what happened to the body of Christ without the apostolic and the prophetic ministries being in place, we start dealing with a lot of talking and a lot of singing and a lot of saying stuff. But people are not being changed.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And so My job is to put you all on the cutting edge of the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Don't go without the anointing. You know? Information without the anointing. Don't just go with information. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Revelation, knowledge, prophesying. A lot of times you're not teaching. That's what I'm going to get. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, all the body Christ has known is preaching and teaching. And so every Sunday we're teaching. And so the Holy Spirit says, you just won't teach, go ahead and teach.
Yes, sir.
I would like for you to prophesy.
Yes, sir.
I would like to bring a strong anointing on you if you let me, but you're so busy teaching.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I give you a pause in your teaching for a moment. I pull your thoughts from you so you can take my thought.
Wow.
And you think you done forgot about something, you see. But I've learned over the years, he make you forget about something so you can he can give you something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow.
So a lot of time as apostolic and prophetic ministers here in the LTMA, you're not going to just be teaching. You're going to be prophesying.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to say it. Just do it.
Yeah.
A lot of time, I believe you all have been doing it already. But we'll do it stronger now since the Lord is bringing it to our understanding. And then doctrine is not just teaching. Doctrine is having enough anointing and revelation to bring the scriptures out of the Bible into the hearts of men and women. So you have those four things. Now, there are three powerful insight about the anointing that I want to share with you. I want you to turn to these scriptures, John 3:27. Because they're going to speak about some things that need to happen. Now, I'll cruise along. I want you to, the whole school, the school of ministry, the Lord told me he wanted them to see when the anointing come on me. And I've been paying the price for this for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And so this is not a Sunday school class tonight. You got to pay attention. Because any moment, you can get a different degree of anointing on your life.
Yes, sir.
Pastors,
yes, sir.
Teachers, whoever you are, any moment,
the
dimension of your anointing can come out into a flood position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In a moment, you can preach the next time, and you say something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because it's being imparted in here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And it's real. Mm-hmm. It is God's presence.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
So now, and I want you to pay close. I'm about to give you six things to place in your anointing. And I want you to pay close attention how it works. Here in John 3:27. Now this is an anointing invitation here. John then said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. Now that's real powerful. Because a lot of time we receive good information. But it's not from heaven.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's out of a book we read.
Yeah.
And it's all right. It could be from heaven. Could be a revelation.
Yeah.
But you never got the revelation. You just read it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put it down and sound good and said it.
Right.
That way we go back to the platform of praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go to the pulpit without praying in the Spirit. And I'm not talking about no 5 minutes. I was with some minister one time and I asked him, how much time y'all spend with the Lord today?
Yes, sir.
One said 15 minutes. That sounds foreign to me.
Yeah.
I don't care where I am, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend more than 15 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Other one said, I think he ain't spend no time.
Yeah.
Wow. You can't go on vacation.
Uh-huh.
There's no vacation from God. You always got to be alert because it may be one of your greatest moments.
Yes, sir. Right.
In the Spirit. So I'm looking all the time.
All the time.
Yes, sir.
God, for God to say something.
Yes, sir.
Many times God has spoken different places.
Yeah.
You know. I was before Disney World got horish. Mm-hmm. I was at Disney World with my grandchildren. God spoke to me there.
Yes, sir.
All kind of little crazy things flying around, but I heard the voice of God. See, because I'm listening for him all the time.
Yes,
then I could have fun with my family, but yet I'm listening to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So if we look at this, has to be installed here in John 3. 27, it got to be installed. Jesus answered, a man can receive nothing. See, without the anointing, you can't receive nothing, you can't put nothing out.
Yes, sir.
But I'm preaching. Yeah, I know.
Apostle.
Yeah, I know. Many people preaching.
Yes, sir.
See, when the anointing really comes, the glory comes with it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The presence of God. You get into another realm, and I'm trying to stay out of it right now because I got some more teaching to get, but I'm easing into it right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And everybody in the building know somebody else has stepped in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're not no longer up here by yourself. Absolutely. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So that means that one, that installation there in your anointing, knowing that a man can receive nothing, and how God give it to him through the Spirit. John said in the Isle of Patmos, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Because he was in the Spirit, he heard something and saw something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So any moment you can hear something in the Spirit. Any moment you can see something in the Spirit if you're expecting it.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
And when you receive something in the Spirit, it's from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It's from heaven. When you receive, are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
When you receive something in the Spirit, it's from heaven. Now, this next verse also, I practiced these verses for many years, the 30th verse.
Yes, sir.
The 30th verse. Mark that in your Bible. The 30th verse. This has something to do with the anointing.
Yes, sir.
See, the anointing is you decreasing and God increasing.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
You getting out the way.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The scripture says, he must increase, but I must decrease.
Yeah.
Boy, that's anointing ground now. Oh, yes, sir. I don't care what kind of suit you got on. That's anointing ground now.
Yes, sir.
You get out the way.
Get out the way. Yes,
yeah, let the Holy Ghost come. Let the Holy Ghost bring you into another dominion.
Yes, sir.
Not dimension, a dominion.
Dominion.
See? Letting him increase.
Yes,
yielding to him. Fumble.
Yeah.
Fumble. Don't worry about fumbling. Fumble.
Yeah.
Call the word wrong.
Yes.
Have no adjective, no verb. Just yielding to the Holy Ghost. Not worrying about trying to impress somebody. That's where you mess the anointing up.
Yes, sir.
See, your infirmities is your greatest asset to your anointing. Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Your infirmities is the greatest asset to your anointing. I can prove that after I get another scripture, get the third part, I'm going to show you. And I got three more things to show you here, but in this chapter here,
yes, sir.
Look at the 34th verse. Look at it. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. He talking about anointing. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Now those three input there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in John. Work on them.
Yes, sir.
But more so, let them work on you.
Yes, sir.
Yield to the fact that God got to give it to me. And yield to the fact that he must increase, but I must decrease. And then yield to the third fact. For he whom God hath sent speak is the word of God. Make sure you keep speaking the word of God, for God giveth the Spirit by measure, without measure,
yes, sir,
unto him. Now, in scripture, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, take this impartation. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is one of the dynamics of operating in an apostolic and a prophetic anointing. The chapter, Paul, he start out operating in it.
Yes, sir.
You see? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There in 1 Corinthians 2. Now, some years ago, I came up on this and was reading it and read it for weeks and just listening to Paul talk. He started in 1 Corinthians 2, 1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom. What? Declared unto you the testimony of God. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, three things, much trembling. You see? Because there's a reverence there.
Yes, sir.
There must be a reverence for the anointing.
Yes.
You must be packing a reverence for God, a reverence for Jesus,
yeah.
A reverence for the heaven, a reverence for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
A respect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
You want to meet his request.
Uh-huh.
You want to say what he wants you to say.
Yes, sir.
You want to do what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
You don't want your own agenda.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ministries are struggling now because they are in their own agenda. Mm-hmm. You have to listen because sometimes what you wrote down on that wall and kept saying wasn't what God wants you to have.
Wow. Yes, sir. Wow.
Take it down.
Take it down.
And let God have his way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And my speaking, my preaching was not with an enticing word of man's wisdom, but here we go now. Here we go. But in what?
Demonstration
of the Spirit and of power. You remember what God said in the scripture said in Acts 10:38? Do you remember? Do y'all remember? You can look at it if you need to look at it. Huh?
Yes, sir.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Yeah, we got it right here. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Yeah.
So that seemed there as a seem there's a power come along with the Holy Spirit. You can have the Holy Spirit and don't have the power.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to yield to him for him to give it to you.
Yield.
Because the power is real dangerous if you're not ready for it.
Yes, sir.
Infirmity, weaknesses, mm-hmm. Inadequacies.
Mm-hmm.
I preach at Madison Square Garden. All them people there, all them big names and all that. I ain't paying no mind. I pray in tongues. God, I didn't just spit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost came.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
I've seen my daddy in meeting thousands of people. He come up there, just kind of fumbling around and read a little scripture and look at you and read. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost come in.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this. Some of y'all going to get upset. But some of y'all never walked in a full anointing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because you're too eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
And can figure things out too good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You might have been smart in school. Your school smartness keep the anointing off you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You got in the anointing, sometimes you have to fumble.
Yes, sir.
But you know you're not going to fall.
Yes, sir. Yes,
not in the spirit. Oh, no,
yes,
no. The Holy Ghost, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Holy Ghost will never let you down.
Yes, sir.
And so Paul explained to us how this worked right there. You need to read that and go over that. But he finally get down each other, not with enticing words of man and wisdom, but all of a sudden then the Holy Ghost came on him because he said this. It must be full for it. And my preaching was not with enticing words of man and wisdom. That's the problem. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Man wisdom. I've seen men with a lot of wisdom with no anointing. And that the people that you minister to, pastors, that their faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the power of God is that anointing, you see. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Those three scriptures, I want you to pay attention to them. Then in 2 Corinthians 13:14, grace, love, and power is laid out. The anointing need to have grace in it. It need to have love in it. And it need to have power in it. That 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ must be in the anointing.
Yes, sir.
And the love of God, you see that?
Yes, sir.
And the communion of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
So there's grace, love, and power.
Yep.
Grace, love, and power. See that communion with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
You want to have that communion. When you're in the pulpit, you want to always have an ear open to him.
Yes, sir.
He'll interrupt you and say something. All the way off the chart. Don't even line up with what you're talking about. But then the glory comes.
Yes, sir.
He'll check you out and see if you're going to turn or you're going to just ignore what he told you to say and go on with your little saying.
Yeah.
And you're not going to ever get into the presence like you should get.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, I got it. The anointing is a divine interruption. The anointing is a divine interruption to bring you into another grade of expressing the will of God.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Interrupt you, and sometime give you something that looks like it's off the wall.
Yes, sir.
But he wants you to say it.
Yes,
and if you're scared to say it, you're too proud to say it.
Wow.
And you want your eloquent to stay in tune. No, you say it just like he tell you say it. And then the glory will come.
Yes, sir.
See, the anointing is wrapped in the glory.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the glory wrapped around the anointing. When you flowing in the anointing, supernatural things can happen any moment.
Any moment, yes, sir. Supernatural.
You have to, my brother and sister, walk in it at that level. Sometimes we get satisfied with a few people clapping their hand. But that's not what you want. You want them to know they've been in the presence of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So remember sometime the interruption going to come.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost should be impacting your life in the anointing. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you remember those four, revelation, knowledge, prophecy, and doctrine. Mm-hmm. When you operate in the anointing, you might be in any one of those areas. 1 Corinthians 14:6, I think it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 14:6. Go over that and look up those different words to make sure. You can get so informed that your infirmities do not work. We must operate in the apostolic and prophetic zone. Remember that too, because that's fresh for us.
Yes, sir.
That we're now all able to operate in the apostolic and prophetic zone. I'm called to encourage you, your anointing will get stronger. And I'm told to tell you, you must pause when the anointing come upon you.
Yes, sir.
Allowing the anointing to get the people you're ministering to. Get on the people you're ministering to.
Yes, sir.
Now in Matthew 13:11, he also talk about unfolding the mystery. The anointing will unfold the mystery. Now I haven't gotten to the keys yet, you know. I'm prepping you for the key.
Yes, sir.
Because I believe there's something going to be imparted in you tonight.
Absolutely.
Your anointing is the activator of the supernatural ministry. God points, and many scriptures are not enough to truly activate the full power of God. Good points. Look at this. I'm going to read this because I want to get it out. Good points and many scriptures are not enough to truly activate the full power of God. Oh, you sound so good. But the only thing that can activate the word is the anointing. Your eloquence is not going to do it. Your 0.1, 0.5, 0.6 not going to do it if the Holy Spirit don't breathe on it. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Without knowing how to yield to a real anointing, you just giving a good speech. And get out the pulpit and say you preach. See, I didn't have that, but I got it just now. Yeah. And then you come out the pulpit and talk about you preach.
Yeah.
You just give a good speech. Because unless the anointing, even here, this preparation been going on always ahead of time. But I awakened and gave these keys to me 4:30 this morning. And then after I got the keys, I prayed to about 6:38. It's about 2 hours. And just trust the anointing. I don't want to come out here with no flag.
Yes, sir.
Trying to impress somebody.
Right. Yes, sir.
I need the Holy Ghost out here.
Yes, sir.
You all out here, you're here, and you're under my anointing. So I'm supposed to have something from the Holy Ghost. Because listen to what I'm about to say now. I want you to write this down. The anointing is transferring supernatural power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here they are. Glory, grace, greatness, goodness, and the genes of God. The genes of God. My goodness. Are in the anointing. Let me go over that again. You heard what I mean? The genes of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The anointing pass on the genes of God.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now, I don't know. I say these things. Lord, have mercy on me. But I don't know if you ever heard the genes of God.
No, sir.
See, I never heard it either. He said, I'm studying. He's talking about the anointing pass on the genes of God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I know that's his gene.
Uh-huh.
God is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so even tonight, I desire for anointing genes.
Yes, sir.
Which is God's gene to get up on every one of y'all.
Yes, sir.
At a higher degree.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You see, you can't impart what you haven't experienced.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of times people try to move out and do things. They can't do it because they don't know what they're talking about.
Right,
yes,
sir.
I've seen some strong anointing.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Jesus Christ. I got to get back in the room. I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. God's genes got in me. You got it?
Yes, sir.
God, the anointing is God's genes getting in you.
Yes, sir.
And you're no longer a man. You're no longer a woman now. You talk like a God.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You flow like a God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
My goodness. So the anointing is a transferring of supernatural power.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're anointed, glory is being passed to the people. Grace is being passed to them. Greatness is being passed to them. Goodness is being passed to them. And the genes of God,
yes, sir,
are being passed to them,
mm-hmm,
in the anointing.
Yes, sir.
I wrote, and I have 4 scriptures on it. The master key in Jesus' ministry was the anointed.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Luke 4:18. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he is anointed me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus didn't do nothing until he was anointed.
Yes, sir.
Because he knew he couldn't do nothing without the anointing.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if we don't pay attention to the anointing, just to our, I'm going to call it in a certain way, address. No, you see, don't let your address take the place of the anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now you got to be on them two platforms.
Yep.
You got to spend time praying in the Holy Ghost,
yes.
And you have to meditate.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38. Uh-huh. Jesus in ministry said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, he and all who were oppressed of the devil. You want, when you go to the pulpit, you want that same anointing on you. How God anointed you, you see,
yes, sir.
With the Holy Ghost and power.
Yes,
sir. I need to be anointed.
I need to be anointed.
With the Holy Ghost and power.
The Holy Ghost and power.
Every day.
Every day.
And I expect it.
And I expect it.
Greater anointing.
Greater anointing.
To come upon me. I yield to the anointing.
I yield.
Then you got Matthew 3:11. Let's look at that. The master key in Jesus' ministry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The master key is Jesus' ministry is the anointing. Mm-hmm. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The anointing consists of the Holy Ghost. And fire.
Yes, sir.
Eliminate the atmosphere that another atmosphere can come in.
Yes, sir.
I see the Holy Ghost just give me that.
Yes, sir.
But when the anointing come, it eliminate the natural.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And the supernatural. Set in. That's where miracle signs. That's why, my brother and sister, we haven't been seeing as many miracle signs and wonders. Now, you know, you can brag or you can testify. See, I've raised two men from the dead.
Yes, sir.
I've seen a man couldn't walk, a little girl couldn't walk. And she, when he brought her back, she was riding a horse. It's anointing. I want you to see more manifestation.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Not only manifestation, and so your people can see it, demonstration.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to try to make it happen. Just walk in the anointing.
Yes,
just take heed to the anointing. The Holy Ghost will make it happen.
Yes, sir.
You can't make it happen. You can't do nothing. I can't do nothing either without the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But he says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Give me the next verse. 12th verse. Whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garden, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about the Holy Ghost,
yep.
You talk about fire.
Yes.
Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Secondly, we must wear an apostolic and prophetic anointing. Now, we're not... Pastors are not just teachers. Let me go back there. We just been teaching.
Yeah.
Teaching. So what? Who do the teaching? A teacher, right?
Uh-huh.
What other office is that?
Right. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I got a prophecy for you tonight.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
The Lord give it to me.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
I didn't come here just to teach.
Uh-huh.
But you see, the church been locking teaching.
Yeah.
You see? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You have to, if you're going to operate in the anointing, you have to have, for lack of a better word, unbalanced expectation.
Yes,
sir. because you don't care what way he go, you're going with him.
Yes, sir.
See, if you're too balanced, you're not going to be able to flow in the anointing because you're trying to stay on top of the water.
Yeah.
He might want you to go under.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
See, God has to bring you to unbalanced situation to get you out of the way. Because you keep trying to figure it out, and you're trying to use I'm going to check chapter 5, verse 14. God said, I ain't said nothing about no 5 and 14. Listen to what I'm telling you now. See, we can take the scriptures, and the scriptures cut us out of the anointing.
Yes, sir. Wow.
We don't pay attention to the Holy Ghost.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you listening? Now, we must wear an apostolic and prophetic anointing. That's why I'm here tonight. Apostolic and prophetic anointing. Isaiah 10:27.
Yep, yep, yep.
Let's get something done. Or let's get more done.
Let's get more done.
You might be getting something done, but let's get more done. Isaiah 10:27.
That's right, sir.
And it should come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off away from the people of Shiloh. And his yoke off their neck.
Yes.
And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See. Yep. Why the yoke is destroyed?
Because of the anointing.
Somebody got to wear it.
Somebody. Yes, sir. Yep. Yep.
Somebody got to wear it.
If you pray in the Holy Ghost, just pray in the Holy Ghost as the Spirit leads you.
Uh-huh.
No man or woman of God shall pray less than an hour in the Holy Ghost every day.
Come on.
Yes,
Easter and Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come
on. Yes,
sir. If you can't pray it all at one time, pray it by interval.
Yep.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't dare. I know somebody may be going to say, because you're praying the Holy Ghost, you think you know everything. Yeah, thank you. I know something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glory. See, the Holy Ghost, spending time in prayer, in the Spirit, impregnates you with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Impregnates you with the presence of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Man, you get in the, you be flowing.
Yes,
yes,
sir. Yes.
I wouldn't dare come out here tonight just talking about, I got 50 years of experience, just come talk to you. No, I spent some time.
Yes, sir.
Because I want him to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Because he's the only one who can transfer.
Yes, sir.
What need to be. Now that 10:27. See how important anointing is?
Yes, sir.
Look at Exodus, put it down, 29:7-9. Exodus 29. Put it up there for me. Exodus 29. And then I have 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. We talked about that already. We're dealing with, we must wear an apostolic and prophetic anointing. And then Exodus 29:7. You trying to find it? Well, that is. Then should thou take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head and anoint him.
Yep.
Go to the next verse. Uh-oh, you shot past your head, but you went somewhere else. In the old school, we just use our Bible. We done got so, we won't use that screen so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll get it. Hold on. I'm going to beat you again. I know you beat me. And thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them. Then give me a night voice. You got a night voice now? Thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnet on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons. But he's talking about putting an anointing on them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They need to be anointed.
Yeah.
I say we need to be anointed.
Yes.
And then I wrote this down, keeping your personal ministry anointing activated. I talk about it in Romans 8:26-28. Romans 8:26, and then Ephesians 6:18-20. Keeping your personal, put Romans 8:26 up there. Keeping your personal ministry anointing activated. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us out. You see, that's that infirmity right there. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Cha-ta-ta-la-la-ba-ka-ta. Ko-ta-la-la-be-sha-ko-te-le-vo-ra-nan-ta. See, you get over in that area, and the Spirit of God, the anointing start moving, you see.
Yes, sir.
Another, Romans 8:26. Go to 27 now. And he that searches the heart knows what is the, there we go, the mind of the Spirit. Because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then, here we go, verse 28 now. You done shut everything down.
Yeah.
Every upholding thing to your ministry.
Yes.
To your family.
Yes.
Your health, your finances.
Yes.
Because you're in a position now, and we know.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to have. I know.
Glory to God.
I know it's going to come out in my favor.
Yes, sir.
We know that all things work together for good for them to love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, that's anointing.
It's anointing.
Yes, sir. It come upon you. But you spend time in the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then you go to Ephesians 6:18. I'll be through in a little while.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Keeping your personal ministry anointing activated. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always. Whoa. No, 20 minutes.
Praying always.
I'll be praying. I'll be driving my RV.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there driving 3 hours. It's about to take an hour or two praying.
Right, sir.
My wife said right there, pray with me. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Yes,
see, you pray, when you pray, you're able to watch.
Yes, sir.
You're able to discern.
Yep.
You're able to see beyond what that person's saying.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't want everybody to get close to you. Praying all with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Go on to the next verse. Going up to the 20th. And for me that utterance may be given unto me. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep.
Ha, ha. I wonder what's in that utterance.
Come on.
You're anointed.
Yeah.
That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go look at the 20th verse. For which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly,
yes, sir,
as I ought to speak.
Yes,
so the opposite of that, you may not be speaking boldly, and you might not be speaking like you ought to speak.
Right.
And you can't do it without the Spirit.
Yes,
are you still here?
Yes, sir.
The anointing causes your ministry to always go deeper into revelation. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 now. That's a good verse you got up there, but not the right verse. Now you got it. How be we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world, that come to naught. Thank God it come to naught. Go to the next verse. Keep going. We're going up to the 12th verse. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, see, in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Even a hidden wisdom.
Yep.
Other words, a person who's not anointed can't see it.
Right.
Yes, sir. Was God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Yes,
I'm telling you, walking in the Spirit and walking in the anointing, you can be a fish fry.
Yes, sir.
And you in another world.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else smelling the fish. You smelling something else.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I find out that about the spirit world as a Baptist boy preacher, I won't be in the spirit, me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I won't be where. Because that's where he is. God is the spirit. They didn't worship him. They didn't work with him. Same thing.
Yes, sir.
See? He don't, God don't operate people out of the spirit.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And I don't know if you ever saw a preacher with no anointing. Mm. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
You want to turn the television on and watch a football game. Preacher without anointing, boy.
Yeah.
And we're not going to let that happen to LTM at all. Y'all going to pray. Y'all going to pray.
Yeah.
Don't care how long you've been preaching. Uh-huh. We need to spend more time praying.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, go to the next verse. I'm going to close them. Go to the next verse. But none of the princes of this world knew. But had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Go ahead. But as it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. Here we go. Neither have entered the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. He goes on into the anointing. Go to the next verse.
Yep.
But God has revealed them unto us by the Spirit.
Yep.
That's an anointing, you see.
Yep.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What verse that is? 10?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to go a little further. Go to the 11th verse. What man knows the things of a man? See, that, yeah, see, that's why I want to go there. Says the spirit of man, which is in him. That was a question. Even so, the things of God knows no man. But?
The spirit of God.
And then the 12th verse says what? Go ahead, read it. Now you know what word I hot out right now? Anointing.
Yes, sir.
See. You must travel in the anointing.
Yes.
In ministry.
Yes, sir.
Your ministry must travel in the anointing. And you do that by activating, by praying in the spirit. What happened when being led by the spirit and the anointing become one? Being led by the Spirit and the anointing become one. You know Romans 8:14 says, men are led by the Spirit of God, they're the Son of God, right? Then 1 John 2:27 say what? Look at it. I'm going to give you two more points. I'm going to close. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. So if it's abiding, all I got to do is stir it up. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie. So you can't, you got the anointing because the Spirit of God live on the inside of you.
Yes,
but you got to build it. Train yourself to flow with it.
Yes,
yield to it.
Yield to it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No when to salah.
Yeah.
No when to pause. Don't practice your sermon. I was with a man one time, and I gave him the mirror. I said, what are you doing? I'm getting ready, man. I said, getting ready? Man, you're knocking all the anointing out. You got to be on practice this thing, and you're going to be going up through that practice. The anointing ain't going to be to interrupt you because you're scared. That's what happened. Well, no, I mean, he was in the mirror. My wife laughed. He's in the mirror practicing. You know, you can't practice to preach. This ain't no show.
Right,
yes. I come in here and practice all this today. Jeez. you can't practice this, man.
Right.
And then the next two things, you must know how to activate a corporate anointing.
Uh-huh.
In your pastor, special pastor, you want to get your people to know how to flow in the anointing. That's Acts 2, 1 through 4.
Yes, sir.
See, a corporate anointing.
Yes, sir.
See. My intercessor's been praying on the supernatural almost for a year now, praying on the seven or eight things about the supernatural. And then increasing your praying in the spirit will constantly increase your anointing. Praying in the spirit is plowing in the saws of the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praying in the spirit is plowing in the saws of the supernatural. 1 Corinthians 14:2-18. And let me give you the word you gave me this morning. Because there's a lot of people falling now. Ministries being pulled on.
Yes, sir.
And don't let them talk about the black church going down. Ain't no black church.
Right.
Man, I ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting stronger and stronger every day.
Yes, sir.
And if you look at those who acting a jack, it's only a small remnant.
Right.
Got a lot of holy people.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people love God. A lot of preachers still doing the right thing. Spirit of God says to me, Leroy, I'm exposing, removing, and replacing. Erasing those who are not glorifying my son. So he's exposing, replacing, and erasing.
Yeah.
Their time is up. And the time for holiness have arrived. If you line up, get ready for breakthroughs on every side. Now listen to what he's saying. If you line up, all y'all, well, put your hand up. Y'all all line up, huh? Hey, put your hand up. Well, you line. He said, if you line up, get ready for breakthrough. He said, tearing the unholy one down. But those who hold it, he going to rise them up. Because a lot of the unholy one made the holy one feel like they wasn't doing nothing because they had a bigger number. And that's what they're doing now. They're catering to people. You got a woman said, her husband, they don't talk about the blood. They don't talk about the crucifixion because they don't want to irritate people because they want the people to come. And so don't let them numbers fool you. I tell you what, I'll say this. I pastor one of the strongest church in America.
Amen.
I had to have the number, but I got a remnant of people. You remember Gideon and Ammon, right?
Yes, sir.
All them people, Gideon said, them people get Gideon, you're going to get him killed.
Yep.
All them people, you know. But the Lord said, test them.
Yep.
We all were two or three together in my name. I'm in the midst.
Amen.
So don't be more concerned about spiritual growth than numerical growth.
Yes, sir.
The money will come.
Yes, sir.
You don't have the money. The Lord's going to take care of his ministry. I ordered a $250,000 transformer?
Generator.
So the lights never go out while we took up in here.
Yes, sir.
The man said, you're going to be $250,000. I said, yeah, okay, write it up. We got one now, but we're getting a gas one.
Yes, sir.
And it's bigger. And it's just $250,000. Well, so that's $250,000. Stop choking.
Yes, sir.
Be faithful. All I tell you, be faithful.
Yes, sir.
The people faithful, you be faithful.
Yeah.
You have no problem.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I will promote those who have a body on my side of holiness and sanctification. Now, I want to call y'all to holiness and sanctification. I don't want no foolishness.
Yes.
I don't want no running around.
Yes, sir.
I don't want none of that stuff.
Right, yes, sir.
Because if you do, if you find out, I'm going to have mercy, but you're gone.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to love you, but because I'm warning you now.
Yes, sir.
If I'm going to live holy, you're going to live holy.
Right.
You ain't going to be wasting my time up in here.
Right.
Thank you, Slick.
Yeah.
I got some of them boys can catch a slicker.
Yes, sir.
These boys praying, yeah. That's why I got them 12 with me. I can't see it all by myself.
Yes, sir.
The anointing is the serene serenity of the Holy Ghost. Everything must yield to the flow of the Holy Ghost. Yielding to the Holy Ghost is yielding to the anointing. And here's a threefold anointing you need. Grace, love, and communion with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I'm through. You had your hands up?